This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We like to have Ray in on Tech Tuesday because he's probably the most tech savvy person I know. So it's good for him to, you know, he was going to work at Google, but he decided to retire.
I remember my first days on Ray's show and up in the Gold.
That's right. We had you guys in.
Yeah.
Hey, what is the, seriously, what's up with Apple? How come I get updates? Like, I got another one due tonight.
Yeah, I'm not a big Apple guy, but updating the phone, making it secure, fixing holes and patches is a good thing. So all I can tell you is you want to do the updates. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, all right. Well, they're done automatically.
Yeah. So it is what it is.
There's a lot of big tech stuff to talk about. I always thought, because, you know, early days, I'm talking years and years ago, my brother-in-law, who's like definitely a bit of a conspiratorial guy, he's like, I'm never going to get an assistant in my house. And I thought that, but I just assumed after I go, why? They record everything, but they don't record everything, but now they're going to record everything?
Well, we've been talking about this a long time. The smart echo, the smart speaker, as it were, I've always called it a smart microphone. And that's what it is, right? Yeah. How do you get anywhere where you have to say Alexa without it actually listening all the time?
Oh, God,
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that. And then they were finding recordings out there on Amazon's sites anyways as far as people's discussions that they were having. Now, Amazon's not even hiding it. They're going to say, yeah, starting March 28th, we're sticking all your recording audio up in the cloud. Do you want that? I don't know. When you're having a conversation with your wife, do you know if your Amazon is listening?
We don't use it. You've been using it for a little while. Just because it's too. I'm freaked out enough when like I'm talking to you about something and then it's the next ad on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
And I don't even think this computer's got speakers.
It's not it's your phone.
It's just
your phone's listening.
Bananas.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to ask you about this watermark issue.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people are protective of their own stuff, and you're supposed to pay for stuff if you use it.
Yeah.
But you're saying that AI can actually wash that stuff out, and so does that mean people will be able to use this stuff however they want without recourse?
No, it doesn't mean the copyright goes away, but Getty Images and folks are not very happy. You can actually take and use the new Gemini Flash AI technology and actually have it remove the watermark and fill in the actual spaces with exactly what you would think is supposed to be there, and no one would know the difference that it was actually a copywritten material. So this is not a good thing when it comes to AI. This is what AI does, right? We have a lot of guardrails we have to work up and fix when it comes to AI, but this is just the latest one. And heck, Getty Images will go after you for just posting anything anywhere. They're all over it, but they're not going to be happy with this.
You know, there's a bunch of other stuff I want to get to, but since we have Ray in and who knows how the next 6 minutes will go. No, I want to get to the tax story. Did you do your taxes already?
Man. Yeah.
You do it yourself?
No.
You can hire a guy?
Yeah.
Okay. You strike me as a do-your-own-tax
guy. No, I get so angry I hire a guy.
Okay.
I don't get mad. I get mad at his bill too, but that's a whole different problem.
Yeah, it always goes up. It never stays the same or goes down.
No, I know.
Although I got to do the returns for my kids now. But
lucky you.
Well, that's the thing.
TurboTax, you know, I thought it was interesting because the article you sent about this TurboTax piece, it's actually really important, I think, through the FTC to go to, because it shows you what where what qualifies as free filing and what things to use. I thought the actual document you sent was kind of useful.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the FTC is looking at TurboTax for its free offering. This is a year ago now, though. And Blumenthal, of course, gets in front of the cameras and says, this is an outrage and we should look into it. Does it ever get fixed? Of course not.
Did they ever look into it?
Well, the FTC is looking into it, right? So, yeah, there was, you know, there were some fines for saying things are free. But the point that I wanted to bring up was that even in my own family, my son and his fiancée were doing their taxes, right, with TurboTax, per my recommendation, right? Dad told me to use TurboTax. And basically, she gets through with her taxes, and the bill is like $250 on TurboTax, which is fine. They're going to pay for that. But then when it hits her credit card, it was like $350.
What?
Yeah. They call TurboTax, talk to different support people. Oh, yeah. Here you have two choices. You can try to fight it on your credit card, or you can do your taxes again. Who wants to do your taxes twice?
Like with a different service? Or
no, you would cancel what you just did, try to get a refund on that, and then do the whole thing again and hope it doesn't flip to this $350 thing, the second time it happened to her. It happened to her last year, too.
That's the definition of a bait and switch?
It is definitely a bait and switch scenario. And so basically, Blumenthal was talking about this whole free thing, but it looks like TurboTax has issues when it comes to how they bill for their services. And they really don't care that much about when you fight about it. So, Mr. Blumenthal, if you really care about this, go for it. Really help us. We'd love you to see you go after TurboTax rather than just saying it. I'm saying it's so easy. Actually do it. Let's go.
That seems just...
Wouldn't that be weird, Ray, if he actually did it?
Yeah. Well, what's funny is that we had Tong on last week. Blumenthal's a senator. He's not the AG anymore, but he still acts like the AG.
Oh, yeah. He always
has been. Consumer focused.
Something should be done, Ryan.
Tong could do it, too.
same thing.
He could certainly take it. But that, to me, is infuriating.
I was so mad. And they just decided, you know what? We're just going to eat it. They're going to get married next year anyways, and my son will do the taxes for both of them.
Was it you? We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computer. By the way, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 on Saturdays right here.
Absolutely.
On WTIC News Talk 1080. And he is nominated.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
to be one of the top radio personalities in the state of Connecticut.
Well, and he should be.
Yeah, he should be. He should be number two.
Yeah. I'll take it. Oh, I don't think there's any prize for number two.
I don't know if there is either. But
also ran.
Was it you and I talking about how you don't even have to know how to code anymore?
Did we talk about that recently? We have.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Basically, you don't even have to know how to code anymore because you can just have AI code for you unless you use a particular AI.
This is crazy. Like, this developer was using Cursor AI to actually, for a racing game. So he was trying to do some sort of coding for this game, and he was using it for 800 lines of code. He was cranking along and having the AI do all the code. You basically tell the code verbally what you want, the AI, what you want it to do, and it pushes out the code, right?
Okay.
Eventually, the thing actually said, you know what? You should figure this out yourself. The actual AI said, you know what? I think you should probably learn how to code yourself rather than having me do it for you.
He said, you lazy POS.
Wow. Pretty much. All these links are available when we post this
video.
Well,
I think people should, for all the links, that one is a fascinating story. The tax one actually has some good suggestions about different places you can use to figure out filing and so on. But that story was just insane to me that it told him to go do the work.
It says, I cannot generate code for you as that would be completing your work.
Oh, come on.
Seriously.
Now the AI's got a conscience. So it's nutty what's going on out there. And again, AI's got a long way to go. But this is interesting when the tool actually says,
I'm not going to help you.
You don't need me.
It used to be that a hammer, everything was a nail. Now your hammer's going to say, no worky.
Oh.
Hey, real quick, Microsoft. It accidentally uninstalled Copilot. What is Copilot?
Copilot is their AI, right? So they want to sell you Copilot. It's like $50 a month per user. It's not cheap.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so again,
people actually pay it?
Not that I've seen in our small business clients, but it is out there for others. And the funniest thing, though, is Microsoft does an update to Windows 11 and it removes Copilot from the operating system. So clearly the B team is doing the updates on Windows, which is what we've said forever when it comes to Microsoft. Right. Are you kidding me? This is the era of AI and your update uninstalls your AI? You couldn't even ask to make that up. Like who's sitting in these tests to say, you know, we're going to do an update on Microsoft and by the way, let's make sure AI is not removed. I mean, you need to actually say it. Well, but it's not for Microsoft. This is like their operation. Nobody clearly tested it before they released it.
But they had that problem without testing it. What was that thing they did a while back?
That was CrowdStrike. Not testing it before they released it, which is the same idea.
And yet both companies, like Microsoft.
Yeah, and $1 trillion+
company. It's unbelievable.
I know. I'm not complaining about the stock. I just can't understand how we...
What are you happy about? What's working in tech? What kind of tech do you love? Like something you just... We got to go in a second, but like, what's bankable as a guy who works in it? Like, I'm going to use that. Like the way we felt about our Blackberries for a stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, basically, the smartphone is working in tech. It's the thing that you don't have to. I mean, Ray brought it up as a problem this morning, but that is a piece of hardware and technology that works.
Yeah.
You don't have to call tech support for your smartphone. The apps typically work. The phone typically works. I don't have any issues. It doesn't crash, right? It's probably the most bulletproof piece of tech you use every day. When Windows and Microsoft becomes that, my job is over.
All right. You'll be out of work.
I'll be out of work.
The Maytag repairman.
My cheese will be moved.
Sorry.
Eric, it's always great.
Yeah, great.
Thank
to see
you so
guys.
Much. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 right here on WTSE News Talk 10. Ray Dunaway will be with us for the rest of the hour.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.